This is Senator Eugene McCarthy speaking from Washington. The 88th Congress, which is now drawing to a close, has made a constructive and impressive record in many areas. Not the least of its accomplishments lie in the field of conservation and recreation legislation. In signing two bills, one to create a national wilderness preservation system and to establish a land and water conservation fund, President Johnson spoke of this Congress as the Conservation Congress, stating that no single Congress in his memory had done so much to keep America a good and wholesome and beautiful place in which to live. The idea of conservation embraces two basic ideas, one of preserving or saving, of keeping from decay or loss and waste, and the other the idea of wise use and enjoyment. A true conservation program must provide both for the preservation of that which needs to be saved in anticipation of use sometime in the future, or at least of continuous use through many generations, and also for use and enjoyment by the present generation. This double aspect of conservation is reflected in the two bills signed by the President. The Land and Water Conservation Fund Act is designed to serve the needs of both this generation and future generations by providing for the acquisition of adequate outdoor recreational facilities with suitable land while still available and before it is acquired for other purposes or becomes prohibitively expensive. The bill creates a fund of dedicated money for use by the states and the federal government in planning, acquiring, and developing recreational areas and facilities. The basic emphasis of the bill is on the acquisition, before it is too late, of needed land. 40% of the funds allocated to the federal government must be devoted to land acquisition. The states may use a part of their 60% share for the development of existing facilities, but they too are encouraged to put primary emphasis upon the purchase of land. In recognition of the fact that the federal government already has large land holdings in the West, where the population is relatively sparse, and recognizing also that the greatest need for new recreational facilities is in the heavily populated eastern area of the country, the bill provides that at least 85% of the acreage added to the national forest system under the program must be in the East, where the people are. Conference Committee, however, recognized a need for further development and improvement of recreational facilities in the West and advocated increased appropriation for this purpose in separate legislation. The other bill, which has finally cleared the Congress after many years of controversies, is perhaps somewhat misnamed, as the word wilderness may suggest an area which is utterly isolated and not subject to any kind of human judgment or control. A wilderness area is not good in itself, but only in relation to man and the surrounding civilization. This is, in fact, the approach in the bill. It proposes the creation of a permanent national system that makes provision for realistic land use programs and for legitimate economic and commercial activity. Some 9.1 million acres of federally owned land is to be incorporated into this system on the effective date of the Act. In addition, over the next 10 years, the Secretary of Agriculture is directed to review 5.4 million acres now classified as primitive national forest. And the Secretary of Interior is directed to review 22.1 million acres of roadless national park areas and 24.4 million acres of wildlife refuges and game ranges to determine whether these areas should or should not be incorporated into the total system. The recommendation of the secretaries would be submitted to the Congress and affirmative action by the Congress required to carry them out. These bills, in addition to other bills to establish the Canyonlands National Park, a national seashore on Fire Island, and the National Scenic Riverway along the Ozark River, and legislation to guard against air and water pollution and to preserve our water resources, constitute an enlightened, a comprehensive, and a forward-looking conservation program, and a record of achievement which has not, as President Johnson has pointed out, been matched since the early years of the 30s, when conservation was carried on not so much for its own sake, but as a means of employment and use of men and materials which at that time could find no other outlet. This is a true conservation program. This is Senator Eugene McCarthy speaking from Washington.